This is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo. Thanks to Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise.
Newsflash time on the Sounding Board for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise. And if you're choosing to buy a second NBL club, it's time we thrashed that out, Craig Hutchison. You are owner of Melbourne United. Melbourne United last weekend won the NBL Grand Final Series against the Perth Wildcats. And now you, again, are an owner for a second time of an NBL team, that being the team Melbourne United, the other team you own, beat Perth Wildcats in the NBL. What is going on? Congratulations, by the way.
Well, first of all, it's not me. So I know that suits your narrative and others, but it's not me. I work for a publicly listed business, Sports Entertainment Network, which is trades under the Sports Entertainment Group on the ASX and answerable to a board and represent public money. The team has been purchased by the business, and we announced today to the ASX and in our media release this morning that we had acquired 100% of the Perth Wildcats in a transaction from Jack Bendat, who's one of the great WA business identities and has been an incredible contributor to that community. And we pay our enormous respects and gratitude to Jack today for the opportunity to continue his legacy in the Perth marketplace. It is an extraordinary sporting franchise, Damo. 35 consecutive final series, the most in the world. World record for consecutive final series. It's got an incredible pulse in the community. It's magnificent in what it has done in connecting to families and to being a source of pride for the West Australian public. Our job will be to continue on that legacy and to enhance even further, if we can, the way it connects to community and embraces the city and the state of Western Australia. It is a wonderful West Australian asset. Our office in Perth is incredibly excited, obviously, and our board, our six-person board, has three WA-based directors, including our chairman, Craig Coleman, of Viburnum Funds, who is one of WA's leading business identities, and you know, we're delighted to play a role in that community, and we believe in the sport. We always admire the Wildcats. They have been the benchmark of the league, and from a business point of view, it made great strategic sense as part of our whole sport agenda to acquire the team.
Okay, that's all well and good, and that sounds good, and I'm quite excited and interested in what you've said there. But how can you now look the people who you've worked with so closely and become part of their journey at Melbourne United to say that, look, we love you, but we only half love you now because our other half of love when it comes to NBL is with another team, the team you just happened to beat and went to war with in the NBL Grand Final Series?
It's not common, but it's wrong.
I mean, you can't love them 100% now because you've got a stake in another team in the fight.
I stood down as chairman last night, so that was a formality, and we hope to remain a shareholder of Melbourne United and are going through that process at the moment in what a revised stake might look like in the team. But we certainly want to stay involved. We're no less committed on the commercial side of the things. We look after the commercial rights of Melbourne United, and we intend to keep doing that. You know, all of our kids and family and friends have kind of invested, and that's fantastic, and long may that continue. So it's not – I am in the media business and the sport business, so that is our product. That is what I do for a living, and there is a difference between what you do for a living and what you do on the weekends. This opportunity is fantastic for Perth. It's fantastic for the community to keep the team there for a long time, forever. And look forward to supporting that agenda of our West Australian office. And they are, without question, the benchmark and the most admired, one of the most admired sporting clubs in Australia, and if not the world, for the way they've gone about things. So an incredible opportunity. It's life. I love what we've been able to do with a group of really great owners at Melbourne United and want to continue to support them. Equally in the West, we'll have an agenda to continue to grow the Perth Wildcats business.
Okay. Now, I do, as you would have once done as a journalist, pick up on certain phrases. You use the term hope to retain a stake. Is it possible that you won't? And is it possible? And I would think it's a consideration for other people at Melbourne United, for you and others at SEN to not be part of the ownership structure going forward, given you've got a full 100% stake in another team?
Yeah, but it's been a collaborative process. We've been in dialogue for the last week or two, working through the scenarios. And fundamentally, the ownership group of Melbourne United is fairly broad. They're all very talented people, and they've all been highly understanding of the business circumstances of this, and would only want to do that really if it worked for everyone anyway. Like, that's you know, our energies will remain behind the team in Melbourne from a business point of view, and we think it can be even greater. And it's not, you know, without some precedent in basketball, as it's been an innovative and growing sport, we're seeing around the world businesses much, you know, far greater and bigger and broader than ours take strategic stakes in teams around the world. So it's not, you know, it's not abnormal on a global scale. And, you know, we fundamentally want to be able to support either end of the country. And I take a very much a view of support the sport anyway. Like, for all my failings and ours, we've been fairly collaborative on all 10 teams, I think, in trying to make the league better and stronger for everyone's benefit, not the fans first and foremost. And that will continue no matter what happens.
All right. Again, Hutchie, I read things into responses because we have to do in this game, and I'm thinking you're bailing out of Melbourne United. That's what I'm thinking.
No,
I'm hearing.
No, we hope, to be clear, absolutely hope to remain a shareholder of Melbourne United as a business.
Okay.
But we equally understand that needs a little bit more time to work through.
Yeah, I understand. All right. Well, that was a news flash drop on the sounding board for Drinkwise. Hutchie buying a second NBL team. Forget the business behind it. It's Hutchie. Hutchie's got two teams in the NBL now. If you're choosing to buy an NBL team and choosing to have a drink, choose to Drinkwise.
Thanks for listening to the Sounding Board podcast with Hutchie and Damo for Drinkwise. Make sure you find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sounding Board EP. Hit the sign up button on Facebook to receive our weekly email, and subscribe to, rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts.